Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I asked if I could just make another motion in the section before we move to another area. So thank you for that. I think that one thing that did come up during this discussion is that there really is, you know, not an alternative in the document that would allow for the full utilization of a access area on the northern edge for scallops. Somebody, as Dave Preble did point out, if you look at alternatives 3 and 5, the area that would be closed is smaller, but it still would strand a lot of biomass. So what I would like to do is make a motion to add an alternative to this section of the document under Georgia's Bank, and that it would be based on the proposal from the Fishery Survival Fund, except that it would exclude measures to protect juvenile, to provide for juvenile protection for haddock. That's the only part. I think that I've talked to the staff about it, and they understand what the proposal is. There was some difficulty in me being very specific to a line, though, however, because I just wasn't able to do that. So it seemed to be better to just be general and reference the Fishery Survival Fund alternative absent the haddock protection areas. And if I get a second, I can provide some further justification.
Is there a second to that motion, John Quinn?
So, I mean, I think that there is a need to have at least one alternative in the document that would allow for the full utilization of harvesting the scallops that we all know are on the northern edge. We've been talking about this now for years, certainly the entire time that I've been on the council, and it was talked about well before I was on the council. So to not have at least one alternative that would allow the harvest of this biomass, I think is problematic, and that is the justification for my motion.